The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Can I get y'all anything else?
Welcome to Breakfast with Brett Pope. I hope you saved room for dessert.
I'm almost full. Almost.
Who doesn't love dessert? You have earned this.
Breakfast.
Homemade pecan pie. I love whatever happened to angel food cake. Any type of rhubarb pie. Rhubarb strawberry. Rhubarb peach. That's sour and sweet together. It's hard to beat. Who saved room for dessert? It's dessert breakfast.
I'll get that right to you.
Well, speaking of powerful, I don't know dogs that are more powerful, have more muscle than the pit bull.
That's right.
And also, I don't know any dogs that have a better smile. They look like they're, I mean, literally kind of like the Joker when
right.
they're smiling.
Oh, yeah.
You know, some people, whether it's right or not, are scared of pit bulls. You are a person that's a big adopt pit bulls person.
I have a pit
bull. Yeah, you have one yourself, and you're an advocate of it. So how do we get people past this?
You know, I credit my wife. My wife is such an amazing woman. Shout out to my wife. I was never a dog person growing up. The dog culture in Costa Rica where I grew up, and look, man, I'm such a proud Costa Rican and such a proud Tico that I want to see Costa Rica kind of get on the map a lot more, right? Mm-hmm. And I hope to kind of help that train move along, right? But the dog culture in Costa Rica growing up wasn't what it is here in the States, right? In the States, dogs are family. In Costa Rica, for the most part, you know, the dog sleeps outside.
Right.
Right. It's a guard dog, right?
Yeah.
So I never knew dogs as part of a family until I met my wife, and she's a huge advocate for pit bulls.
Okay.
And we adopted from the Santa Monica shelter, we adopted a little red-nosed pit bull. Her name is Tika, like Tico. That's what you call a Costa Rican person.
Yeah.
So she's a Tika. And we got her right when Costa Rica was doing really well in the World Cup a few years ago. So as an homage to Costa Rica, we named her Tika. Anywho, our parents were like, oh man, are you ever going to have kids? You got a pit bull, like you got to be careful, right? Like my mom was like, oh man, my dad was like, are you serious? And I started learning a lot about pit bulls. Did you know that like during World War II, they were the nanny dog, the pit bulls were?
I have heard that.
Yeah. And if you look at like World War II propaganda, it's got the pit bull right, as the poster boy. What that means, nanny dog, right, is like when people would go to war, would go to work, they would leave the baby in a room with the pit bull, and the pit bull would protect it, right? And here's what I know about pit bulls, and here's what I love about pit bulls. They're gentle, they're lovable, and they want love. They want acceptance, right? And so a pit bull is very loyal. So if you raise a pit bull with love, you raise a pit bull with the right discipline, because they're very strong dogs, so you have to have a disciplined pit bull.
Yeah.
They're the best family dog. They're really, really good. We have a cat. The cat rules the house. The cat walks up and slaps the pit bull in the face, and the pit bull's like, I'm sorry, right?
So like, I mean, yeah, that's how it is in my house, too. Our older cat, Parker, like, walks up and she's like, what?
Yeah, say something.
Leave right now.
Right. But you got to raise them with love, because they will do whatever their owner asks them to do.
Yeah.
Right. So if that's a negative thing, they'll do whatever. Run through this wall. They'll do it. Right. If it's, you know, come here, let me snuggle you, let me cuddle. Like, they'll do that. And they just want love. They have that Joker smile. You're right. And I urge everybody to give them a chance, because there's a lot of pit bulls in need just because of a bad rep.
Yeah. There's so many pit bulls in the shelter. You know, you have to have like you said, they need training.
Yeah.
Just like every dog does, but especially pit bulls, because they have to be trained in the right way, because they are very powerful dogs. But
you know, we trained our dog. We brought a trainer to the house and you know, worked with us. And I'll never forget what she told us. She, you know, we're talking about opening a door and how to not get the dog to run through the door. And
how do you do that? I don't know.
Lots of training and treats. You have them sit, right? And you have your command word sit, right? And then you open the door and you have to give them permission to get out. Okay, right? Or get on the bed or get on the couch. You give them the permission to do that, right? And the trainer said to us, you don't want to have a pit bull who thinks they have options. So they need the discipline. They need that. So very good dog. Look, Pitbull, no Pitbull. There's a lot of dogs in need in shelters.
Of course.
Right?
So, yeah.
But Pitbulls do have that bad rep. Don't be afraid of them. Give them a shot.
You right. know?
Brent, you had a bad rep, and a lot of people.
Give me a shot, guys.
Right. Give Brent.
Just because I have a Joker smile and a red nose doesn't mean.
MovieTickets.com. Give him a shot.
Thank
please.
You. Is that still a thing, MovieTickets.com? I don't know if it is.
It is, man. And they're great. Yeah, buy your tickets for MovieTickets.com.
I'm not bitter about that at all, by the way, guys. The movie tickets.
you're like apologizing to the movie ticket mafia,
yeah,
right?
Like,
I'm sorry, movie tickets mafia.
Oh, you disrespect us a little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit. You disrespect us, yeah.
What did we do to earn such disrespect, Brett?
But you're right. Here's what I always think about adopting any dog. I'm always very skeptical when somebody's like, we're going to go get this and we're going to get this type of dog. And I was like, I feel like you should go meet the dogs, and the right dog is going to find you, and you're going to, instead of predetermining, we're going to get a beagle.
Right.
We're going to get a whatever.
Right.
I would tell people, do your research. You should have the openness in your heart to pick somebody that wants it, because a lot of times they will pick you.
Right.
We have one cat, one that rules the house. We went to the pound, and there was a room of cats, and I said, who wants to go home with me? And this one cat was like, walked up to me,
meow.
And was like, meow. And it was like, and I was like, let's go.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I love music, man. And I think it was Petey Pablo. Shout out Petey Pablo, who once said, I didn't choose to rhyme. Rhyming chose me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's the same attitude. Go to the shelter, you know, and see what you got there. Because, you know, a lot of times, too, people want a puppy. Right. But there's a lot of older dogs. And look, all this love and what I know comes, and I don't know as much as, a lot of other people, but my wife's amazing, and she taught me a lot about, you know, rescue and dogs, and she's the real advocate, and I'm just kind of following her shoes, but I think it's a much-needed topic.
That's cool. We've probably adopted, like, 5 or 6 animals from the shelter by our house. I'm, in fact, not allowed to go there just to, like, hang out now, because I'll be like, babe, I fell in love.
Yeah.
And she's like,
what's her name?
Miss Mittens.
Miss Mittens.
Well, that's a weird stripper name.